On the questions of Portugal, a national committee was set up in 2015 to follow up the second cycle headed by the Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and with the participation of the National Council for Women and Children and Persons with Disabilities and representatives of civil society, including public figures and experts. The committee took the necessary measures for supervision and control. A committee was set up by the Ministry of Justice in charge of reports and recommendations of treaty bodies, as well as correspondence with special procedures of the Human Rights Council and regional other bodies. This included all national councils as referred previously. The committee held consultations with civil society. In November 2018, it was decided to set up a higher standing committee to replace the former two committees in order to standardize efforts of the government on human rights. The first objective was to draw up a national strategy for human rights. It was in charge of drawing up periodic reports to treaty bodies and coordinate with the Human Rights Council and other international and regional human rights bodies to conduct correspondence and training for government officials, especially law enforcement agencies, and the integration of human rights in educational curricula with the view of promoting a culture of human rights. In recent months, five periodic reports were completed for treaty bodies, in addition to the presentation of Egypt's periodic report to the African Commission for Human Rights and the Rights of Peoples. With regards to the questions by Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, and Saudi Arabia, Egypt has received the Special Rapporteur on Adequate Housing in October 2018 and hosted the 64th Ordinary Session of the African Commission on Human and People's Rights in April-May 2019. It will be hosting the 34th Ordinary Session of the African Committee on the Rights and Welfare of the Child later this month. We have extended invitations to six other Special Rapporteurs, as indicated in our report. We are closely working with them to fix the dates for their visits as soon as possible, taking into consideration their busy schedules and the budget limitations on the number of visits that each is allowed per year. Given the amount of preparations needed for each visit, the government will consider extending invitations to other special procedures once these six visits take place. Let me also reiterate that Egypt is committed to continuing its cooperation and positive engagement with the HRC and its mechanism. The commendation of the level of government's cooperation by the Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearance during its oral presentation to the Council last September attests to this fact. As for similar questions raised by the Netherlands and Spain, the government is of the view that any act of intimidation or reprisal against those who cooperate with the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms is wholly unacceptable and must be investigated thoroughly, and the perpetrators are brought to justice once enough information is provided and verified. Let me emphasize that the government is keen on making sure that people can interact freely with HRC special procedures without any fear of reprisal. On a question posed by Belgium, the government has taken the substantive recommendations relevant to the mandate of the Special Rapporteur on Adequate Housing very seriously. Major projects are underway to meet the housing demand in the present and in the future, in line with the Constitution and SDG 5, Target 5A, and SDG 11. A national housing strategy is being devised in consultation with UN Habitat, the private sector, and civil society representatives. Further data on the efforts made by the government to implement the Special Rapporteur's recommendations can be found in the government's remarks on her report published on the OHCHR website. It should be noted, however, that the provision of decent housing for the poorest families is not at all discriminatory. The social housing program contributes to fulfilling our commitments, and there's no discrimination based on gender or sexual orientation. With regards to the same question by Belgium, the school curricula undergo regular revision to eliminate all forms of discrimination and promote tolerance and equality between the two sexes. The most important aspect is to focus on planting the seeds of human rights culture at an early age. The recent developments in the educational system in Egypt have been hailed by many international experts. We are hopeful that the visit of the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Education will take place as soon as possible to help mapping existing gaps and introduce policy recommendations. As for the question of Liechtenstein, the government is considering its position with regards to the Rome Statutes as part of its regular review of the status of ratification of international and regional treaties, including the revision of any reservations or interpretive declarations. On the questions raised by China and Cuba, the government has taken the following steps to prevent human trafficking, including for domestic work or for organ removal. One, improving channels for reporting the crime of human trafficking by upgrading the technical capacities of the existing hotlines of the National Council for Childhood and Motherhood and the National Council for Women. Two, launching a number of social protection programs such as a Decent Life Project, Takaful and Karama, Solidarity and Dignity, and 100 million healths to support the most impoverished families, hence help protecting them from falling victim to human trafficking. Three, enhancing the national referral mechanisms to support victims of human trafficking, ensure the provision of necessary legal, physical, and psychological assistance to victims, and facilitating their referral to shelters. Four, establishing a specialized shelter dedicated to victims of human trafficking. Women and children who were victim previously were received in the shelters of the Ministry of Social Solidarity and the shelters of the National Council for Childhood and Motherhood. Judicial circuits have been dedicated to human trafficking crimes in 8 governorates, in addition to creating a specialized department in the Ministry of Interior, as well as creating units to combat smuggling of migrants and trafficking in persons in all governorates. 6, effective prosecution of cases of human trafficking and smuggling of migrants. Statistics show an increase from 26 cases in violation of law number 64/2010 in 2016-2017 to 78 cases in 2018-2019. The cases of smuggling migrants since the issuance of law number 82 of 2016 until May of this year reached 233 cases. 7. In the framework of enhancing cooperation with other African countries, particularly in combating the smuggling of migrants and human trafficking, given Egypt's status as a transit and destination country, the Cairo International Center for Conflict Resolution, Peacekeeping and Peacebuilding continuously conducts training workshops for officials from African nations. There is a regular training in all provinces also. We are also organizing the status of domestic workers from Egypt and other countries. We're preparing a draft law on the relations between domestic workers and their employers. This draft law is...